The world was an orange when I went to school, and there were only three things I can remember that I ever learned for sure. That the Dutch children wore wooden shoes, the Eskimos lived in snow houses, and the Chinese ate with chopsticks. We had a question and answer catechism which we learned as we did the multiplication tables. The teacher read from her book. Question: what is the condition of the people of the United States? And a 13-year-old boy in the next seat answered glibly, Answer: they are poor and ignorant and live in miserable huts. At which astounding statement, the teacher unemotionally remarked, No, that's the answer to the next question, what is the condition of the Eskimos? When my turn came to teach geography to beginners 9 years of age, I found the available textbooks either too commercial and industrial, on the one hand, or too puerile and inconsequential, on the other. Statistics and abstractions were entirely beyond the ken of the child of nine, and random stories of children in other countries had little value as geography. As I had been a traveler for many years, had visited most of the countries of the globe, and in actual mileage had been 5 times the distance around the world, I thought I could write a geography myself. Vain conceit! A class would listen with considerable attention to my extemporaneous travel talks, so I had a stenographer take down these talks verbatim. But when I read these notes of the same talk to another class, then it was that I discovered a book may be good until it is written. So I've had to try again and again, for children's reactions can never be forecast. Neither can one tell without trial what children will or will not understand. Preconceived notions of what words they should or should not know are worthless. Stupendous and appalling presented no difficulties whatever, but much simpler words were misunderstood. I had been reading to a class from an excellent travel book for children. The author said, "We arrived, tired and hungry, and found quarters in the nearest hotel." The children understood "found quarters" to mean that the travelers had picked up 25-cent pieces in the hotel. Then again, I had been describing the Bridge of Sighs in Venice and picturing the condemned prisoners who crossed it.